All right, it is 10:43 a.m. And I'd like to call this February 16th, 2023 special meeting of Harris County Commissioners Court to order. We do have one speaker, and I spoke with the county attorney. We need to go to executive session to be briefed on this. So that'll give Commissioner Garcia time to join us, and he can join us in executive session. So let me start by calling the speaker. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Christopher Rivera of the Texas Civil Rights Project, you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Christopher Rivera, and I live in Precinct 1. I work with the Texas Civil Rights Project, and the accusations by the Texas Comptroller, Glenn Eager, that Harris County is defunding police is another attack on Harris County residents. Whether it be our voting system or our bail practices, Harris County is a target of these type of scare tactics. These type of tactics only galvanize the far right in believing that Harris County is defunding the police, when in reality, spending for law enforcement, jails, and the DA have increased every year. Law enforcement routinely asks for extra funding, and we have seen over $20 million go to outsourcing of inmates to other jails. The people have spoken. We don't want more spending on law enforcement. This doesn't increase public safety. Programs like housing, healthcare, and eviction protection keep our residents safe. So please help us. Don't fall for these far-right fear-mongering tactics. If we do, we have to maintain these type of spending, which could be better used and served by providing eviction protection, debt relief, and free tuition. We need care, not cages. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Folks from County Attorney's Office, is my understanding that we need to be briefed in executive session. Is that right? All right. Okay, colleagues. So it's 10:45, and we're going to executive session to consult with our attorneys. Okay, it's 11:46, and Commissioner's Court is back in session. I just wanted to note that the county attorney made clear that not only is there an accounting problem that we've outlined already several times, but the actual language of the law is actually very clear about how the comptroller is supposed to reach his determination from even a basic math standpoint, not even getting to the accounting, and he failed to do even that. If barring any additional comments from my colleagues, is there a motion to authorize the county attorney's office to file a lawsuit against Comptroller Hagar related to his false defunding determinations? Motion by Commissioner Garcia.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Ellis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
I'm in favor. The motion carries 4-1. Anything else, colleagues?
I was just going to say, I thought the presentation that the city attorney County attorney gave us was very helpful. So I hope next week he'll walk us through that again.
Great. Thank you all so much. It's 11:47 and this meeting is now adjourned.